Boing 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 boing.
In this episode, we explain our expectations of the book based on the title and opening chapters, as well as some initial character impressions. In the book, And Then There Were None, it gives us an ominous vibe because it foreshadows that there will be deaths later on with the title.
What's good?
Are we leaving
that in?
Yes. Wait, do I keep
Say
going?
Say yours.
Mr. Justice Wargrave.
Big Justice.
Shaw is a retired judge. We know this because the book references it when he is introduced. He is also a smoker who tends to smoke when he's upset. He is impatient and hot-headed.
I don't care.
You're literally the only one saying stuff.
Mr. Moore is a former police inspector who seems to be bold. He is paranoid, worried that people around him know a dark secret that he's hiding. Emily Brent is an older, more serious woman who thinks people nowadays are babies. When she referenced how they had to take medicine to go to sleep or when they get their teeth pulled. She dislikes how people dress now, claiming that it's inappropriate, and she likes the more modest side. She's also very rude and does not want to keep her opinions to herself.
I feel that.
Sounds like me.
Women dress a little funky nowadays.
Dr. Armstrong is a timid man who is suspicious of everything. He doesn't believe anything is it as it seems, you know?
Do you have a lisp?
I don't know. Shut up. Oh my goodness, man.
Tony Marston is a rich man who is athletic and the ideal male figure. He is reckless when driving and clearly shows no one cares when it comes to his driving.
Yeah. Itsies.
Me too.
Sorry. I gotta clip that out. No, I don't want to get in trouble. General MacArthur assumes things about people that he sees. We don't know much about him because he only has less than a page of him talking.